We've been talking about one industry, the auto business, and now we're going to talk to one man at an economic crossroads. James Smith lives in Southern California. He was working in a plant assembling lawn sprinklers up until September when he was laid off. James, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. You know, you got in touch with us through an outreach that we put on our blog, and we were really moved by what you had to say, but also just the clarity with which you said it. And it had so much to do with your desire to be a husband, earning money, and living some form of the American dream. So let's break down a little bit more where things have gone for you. So you were working for a plant that was assembling lawn sprinklers. What did they tell you about your job and when?
Well, they actually told me earlier that month that we would be laid off for December and that we would return to work in January. It was actually a temporary job, but I was on track to become a permanent employee. And a week later, they came in and said, we no longer need you, and we'll see what happens in January.
So you had no time to really get comfortable in that job?
I'd been there for a year.
I see. Okay. So it was in September, though, that they told you that they were going to have to let people go in December?
Right. That we were going to be leaving in December, but we would be coming back.
Right. What are the signs now?
Truth be told, I'm terrified. I don't think we're coming back.
Mm-hmm.
Building is down drastically in this country right now. And if there are no buildings, there are no need for landscape fixtures.
Right. So when will you find out?
I have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea at this point.
You're just waiting for a call.
Any call from anyone, anywhere.
So are you actively out looking for something else more stable?
On a daily basis.
What are you finding?
Finding nothing. Even the jobs that supposedly no one wants are being filled by PhDs, basically.
Yeah. Now, you've had some tough moments in your life before. You ended up out of the Marine Corps going into addiction and then going into prison as well. So tell me about how you think some of the things that you went through affected you for better and worse. And what I mean was, you've already been through an incredible journey to pull your life to where it is now. At the same time, doesn't it hurt you when you go for jobs to have a record?
It hurts me in a number of different ways. One, you know, legally, I guess no one can be honest about it. When I go into an interview and I tell them that I've been to prison, and I ask them with all due sincerity, please, is this going to affect me? And they say no. And I know I'm qualified and in a lot of times overqualified for the positions. And I don't get a call back, or I call back and they just won't talk to me at all. It hurts financially. It hurts emotionally. I feel that I'm no longer even an American citizen. I'm unworthy, in a way.
Does it also hurt that you are someone who's served the country, you know, in the military, and that you're in this position? I mean, do you think it sounds like you've taken a lot of responsibility in trying to get out there and take care of yourself, but also do you think there's anyone else who could be of more help or who should be of more help to you?
You know, I would love to say that I know who should be of help, but I don't. I understand how people feel. I understand I've committed a crime, and I don't expect full trust, but I mean, as a former Marine, I feel as though I've been labeled traitor, and I don't know who to ask for help. I go to the different organizations, and they say that they give me advice on how to get a job and send me back out, and it's, you know, I've been out there.
What about your wife? You're married, and so is she trying to encourage you?
She's trying to. She's trying to, and I don't know if she does it intentionally or not. But every now and then, she'll say something that just hits straight to the bone, and it, I don't think it. I think it's me. I think I'm just becoming a little sensitive and a little tender about it now.
Do you think that? Do you have? And I know this is a delicate question. Do you have it in you to deal with this for another month, 2 months, 3 months, 4 months, however long it takes?
Well, actually, I'm falling back on military training, and the fact is that I have no choice, and therefore it will be.
So you're just going to tough it out?
I have no other choice.
What if you end up without a home again?
Then I will be homeless. I've been considering taking what little money I have and expatriating.
Mm-hmm. Where would you go?
Actually, I'm looking at Dubai and Costa Rica and any number of places. Somewhere, well, someone might overlook the fact that I have made a mistake and will let me show them, as I have for the last 10 months working, let me show them that I can do this.
Well, I really appreciate you being so honest and open about your journey, and I think that a lot of people listening will also appreciate the roads that you've walked and what you've offered us today. So let's stay in touch, okay?
Yeah, for sure.
All right. Thank you, James.
Thank you.
That was James Smith, who was recently laid off from a manufacturing job. He's now collecting unemployment and working to find work in Southern California.